Hi, I'm Miranda Wright with you. Thank you for joining me. Now, if you're a dancer or any sort of creative entrepreneur like I was, and you struggle with your time, your money, and getting attention, I've got something right here that is going to help you. Okay, so listen up. You are going to want to hear this. Okay, so this is a piece of work, a piece of content by the Australian College of Journalism in 1995, but you can use this metaphorically if you are any sort of creative entrepreneur that wants to get attention, okay, that wants to sell yourself or your product, okay. This will also definitely benefit you if you are a dancer specifically, but if you're not, listen up either way. Okay, so at such a point, you're really thrown on your own devices, okay, and analytical processes, and this is when dance criticism really is subjective, as all good criticism should be. Okay, listen till the end, and then it'll all make sense. Okay, trust me. It's often no help at all looking for assistance in the program notes for an explanation, either because half the time there is no explanation. It's always good in these circumstances to try and get a handle on what the choreographer is doing and elucidate the work through that personal point of view. What you describe may be wildly different from what another critic may see, but that's all part of the fun and fascination of dance writing. When it came to writing my review of Graham Murphy's Cranurgh a few years back, my initial ideas came from reference to Ioannis Xenakis' ear-splitting music of the same name. Okay, the score is a powerful oral assault, and it's quite simply scary at times. And this, taken with the architectural design of the set, gave me a clue as I expounded on the subjects like chaos theory and nuclear fission in relation to the restless and frenetic movements of the dancers on stage. No one saw it that way, but I was at least complimented on trying to characterize the ballet and explain it by recourse to my basic analysis. Listen up, this will all make sense at the end, I promise. When it comes to works like this, it pays off to try and look around the work, observe the parts of the whole, like the costume, set designs, music, and the body language that the choreographer has utilized. Try to find what it is that the work is about, and then set about discussing whether or not the company has been successful in communicating that view. Look at the layout of the work, the shape of the performers, and the diminution and coagulation, it's a word I don't use often, coagulation of dance steps. A highly aware and observant eye is all important in a dance critic, just as keen and sensitive ear is necessary for a music critic. I've always worked hard to create punchy and attention-grabbing first paragraphs in my reviews, sometimes writing them before I've seen the ballet. A brief explanation of the work's history or a note on the choreographer's previous work is always a good lead-in. Sometimes a description of the company's style is a help. After all, Black American dancers do move differently to, say, Russian, French, or Australian dancers. If you have a dramatic ballet like Romeo and Juliet or Eugene Onegin, write about the ability of the dancers to express the character through the contour and accents they give to the choreography, as well as their stage presence and acting ability. When confronted with a plotless ballet, like much of Georges Balanchine's work, a careful and judicious use of metaphor and simile is all important. Don't overuse this device though, because you'll just jam up the reader's sense of an image, and watch out for split infinitives and curly, overwrought descriptions of the movement. You may be trying to explain in words the expressions of an art form, where words are redundant and limited, but you have to set across a sense of what you've seen. Be poetic if you like, but remember, there are good and bad poets, and a dance critic who overdoes it will just get him or herself. Him or herself tied up in knots if he or she tries too hard. Okay, choreography may be the main ingredient of your criticism, but you must always mention the dancers. There are the ones who bring the ideas alive, and one dancer may bring a whole different sense to a ballet than another. Why on earth did I just read that out to you? Okay, Well, as I said, this is a piece of content from the Australian College of Journalism that I received when I was studying journalism, freelance journalism, back when I was 15 in 1995, okay? So you can use this metaphorically if you are a creative entrepreneur, and specifically if you are a dancer and you need to write a story, okay? You need to write a story about yourself, okay? You need to sell yourself through story. Why? Because people buy if they know, like, and trust you. They can only get to know you specifically if you tell your story, and then they can relate to you. There is a real estate agent that is on $1 million listing, and he says himself through his blogs on YouTube that selling is all about emotion, making a good first impression, sharing your story basically by relating to the person that is buying from you. You are not selling, okay? You're not selling a product as such, but you are making a friend, and that's selling by not selling, okay? And that's the most successful way to sell, is to become friends with the person. How do you become friends with the person on the other side of the screen? They need to relate to you specifically. How are they going to relate to you? You need to share your story. Does it make sense? So when you're writing your story, you can use this information metaphorically, okay? This is going to help you write your story, okay? So if you go back and watch it through, listen to what I've just read out. You can use it metaphorically to explain how you are going to actually write your piece, okay? So it's always good in circumstances to try and get a handle on what the choreographer is doing and elucidate the work through that personal point of view. What you describe may be wildly different from that another critic may see, but it's all part of the fun and fascination of dance writing. Okay, so write in a sense that it's true, that is true to you. Okay, you need to describe from your personal point of view the experiences that you had. Okay, and bring the watcher on a ride with you through your story so they can experience it with you, okay? But don't get caught up in how you are actually going to write it, because it makes sense to you, okay? You're describing your own experiences through your eyes, okay? No one else can do that except for you. So the way you write it is going to be personal to you, okay? There is a system that I share in previous YouTube videos, so go back and watch them, about how you can a system that you can write your story. But as for the actual description of the story, that is up to you personally, because no one experienced that experience. You have to bring the person along for the ride with you, and maybe they will relate to you because they've experienced the same thing themselves. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's how you're going to write your story. Don't get caught up in it, don't stress about it. Just do it, okay? There is a system to follow. My previous YouTube videos, go back and watch them. They will help you systematically write the story, okay? So that you don't have to have writer's block, right? It'll help you through the process of writing the story, how to present the story, etc. How to actually present it down on paper. But for actually telling the story, getting the words out of your head, that is all up to you. No one can do that except for you. Okay. The most important thing is that you actually take action. And a tip that can help you with that specifically is that you must have a drive. You must have something that makes you get up out of bed in the morning and makes you sit down and write out your story, okay? And not be scared about it. There's got to be a drive that pushes you to do that specifically, okay? And the salesman that I'm speaking of specifically on $1 million listing, I heard him speak about what drives him. And I found this very interesting. And that's he wants to get revenge on people, not through physical harm, but through his own success. He wants to get revenge on the people subconsciously that told him he can't do what he is now currently doing. That's his drive that makes him get up in the morning, okay? Mine is my daughter and myself and my freedom. I crave freedom, and I want to be able to get up each morning and do what I want to do when I want to do it, and not be accountable to somebody else telling me what I need to be doing that day. I want to do what I want to do, what's best for me and my daughter. That's what drives me, my daughter, and bigger than that, freedom. That's what gets me up. That's what motivates me to do what I do, okay? So I want to help you do the same. Whatever that drive is for you, that makes you do what you do, your creative ambition that you have, the skill that you have, what motivates you to get up and do that thing, okay? And you need to get attention for that thing that you do. And writing your story is how you are going to get that attention. Does that make sense? So I'm here to help you with that, to get attention. That's what marketing is. It's storytelling. So keep watching these videos. Press that notification bell. Subscribe so that you can keep watching these videos and learn from me, okay, how to do that. Because I'm here to help you. Because I've been in your shoes, okay? I've been a makeup artist, and I've created my own feature film, and I struggled with time and money and not knowing how to market myself. So I don't want you to experience those things. I learned how to market, and I'm here to teach you what I know, okay? Because the world is about self-education, so we need to educate ourselves and teach other people what we know, okay? And that gets attention onto ourselves, helps us sell ourselves, okay? As a creative person, as a product, okay? So your work is the product of you, all right? So you need to be selling yourself, not your actual product, not the thing, not your painting, not your dancing, not your drawing, not your whatever it is that you do, not your makeup artistry. It is you. That's the person that people are going to connect to. People buy because of emotion, not because of a product. I hope that makes sense. So go through, watch this again, and watch my previous videos that teach you how to write your story. And I shall see you in the next video. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you. See you in the next video. Bye for now.